from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Get more points. Come on. Come on, boys. That's it. Watch the fiver. Soften it up. Sports.
This is Sports Sunday.
Jokic has it. Clock takes. Gonna put one up. Jokic for the win. It's good. Jokic got it off in time.
With Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
First and goal. Mahomes flings it.
It's there. Hartman. Jackpot. Kansas City.
Hate
me or love me. You watched. That's all you could do.
And 1080.
Who do you think you are?
The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome into Sports Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan. The Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2. We are on YouTube. We are on Twitch for the kids. We got it all. We're multi-channel, baby. That's how we do it on 1080 The Fan. Still working on the 1080 The Only Fans page in due time. In due time. And we have, of course, Joe Fisher here. That's me talking. We have Jordan Schultz across the glass on the ones and twos. He made the beat. And then across the faux marble table, we have the one and only, the on-field announcer, local funny man. You might have heard him on Danny and Dusty a few times before. The one and only Jeremiah Coughlin. What is up?
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
Good
How's
morning.
It going, bud? Jeremiah, and also we played golf out at the Fan Golf Classic.
The Classic.
Yes. That's probably what we should just start calling it. Just cut out the Fan Golf part of it. Just call it the Classic.
The Classic. It does have a ring to it, doesn't
yeah, it? Yeah. It has a little bit more prestige to it. A little bit more cachet.
Playing in the Classic this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You want to eat that mic.
Yeah.
As they say in the radio biz.
It's got kind of a short arm on it. I don't know. Oh, there we go.
Yep. There you go. Yeah. Someone's already like broken that thing. Like sometimes
it's
just.
That's Suk's seat. So I'm sure he's manhandled the hell out of that
we
thing.
We just can't have nice things around here.
Well, yeah. That's true for any radio station, but yeah, 1080 definitely has some strong men.
You should have seen the last studio.
So that just strong men, just former NFL players smashing things in
and
the
Danny,
studio.
Danny, who, you know Danny well, I mean.
Yeah, meringue-a-tang.
He talks about how he likes to shoot guns and whatnot. So he's an aggressive man, you know. I'm sure that he lets out some anger on that mic arm there. So
makes sense.
Yes,
it's all adding up.
But Jeremiah Coughlin here in the studio with us on this morning. We've got Team USA and the Serbs playing some basketball right now. The Serbs.
The Serbs.
Serbia. Is that what they're called? Did I actually just insult an entire nation?
No, I don't think so. Okay.
I think that was correct.
Okay.
It just sounds funny.
It was like
a slur that I didn't know about.
It was more your tone of voice, like, the Serbs.
They disgust me.
We all get the, Joe got let go. We wish him well in his future endeavors for his Serbian insult.
3 minutes into the show.
I'll be finishing Sports Sunday by myself for the rest of the day, folks.
Oh, the phone's ringing inside the studio. Uh-oh. It is ringing off the hook. Yeah, right now LeBron is complaining to a French ref that probably can't understand him. It's 56-49. The USA is leading Serbia. Yeah, LeBron is not happy. Shocker. 6 minutes left in the first half. Olympics hot and heavy right now.
6 seconds, actually.
But... did I say 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Paying dividends, Jeremiah.
I thought the time, the scoreboard was a little different over there in the Olympics.
That's European time.
Yeah, exactly.
They do things a little differently.
Olympics hot and heavy right now, but Jeremiah... hot and heavy in your world.
Speaking of heavy. Yeah.
Well, the hot part is you are hot on golf right now. You have caught the bug.
Yeah, that's what my very good friend Joe Simons, former Blazers Outsider host. Yeah, he's like, you got the itch, man.
Oh, and dude. Yes.
I do.
I feel like every other day on your Instagram, I am seeing you somewhere at another course. And I was like, oh, the bite is in. The tick has got his claws in you. Do ticks have claws? Well, if they do, the golf tick is definitely embedded into Jeremiah Coughlin.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot. Maybe a little too much. Probably should have started playing a little younger because it's a little hard on you.
I try to tell my son, I'm like, dude, start it now, because by the time that you're 30, you're going to start golfing all the time. Mm-hmm. I was like, mark my words, that's what happens. You become a 30-year-old man, and for some reason, something just goes off in the brain where it's just like, I like golf now.
Yeah.
I want to golf now.
I had never done it, but I had like four separate friend groups that all started playing pretty...
at the age of 30?
In that time, yeah, pretty regularly. I wish I was 30. And I could just see them all going out, and I was like, all right. And that's why I end up playing so much right now, is that I'll get invited by one group, and then before you know it, it's like, oh, hey, we're going to play the next day, and then we're going to play the next day, and then I play four rounds a week, and I was like, oh, man, my knees are killing me. I gotta quit playing 72 holes in 4 days like I'm Tiger Woods.
You're like, what the hell is this?
I did... hear this. I was there's a course right by my house, and some kids, probably I don't know, 10 or 11 years old, were going out with what was clearly their grandfather, and he said to them as they were walking through the lobby, you know, basketball, football, all that stuff, someday you'll be too old to play it, but you can always play golf.
It's a good point,
because they're out there, the old guys. They're out there.
Well, that's I have to give it to the olds, because they're one of the reasons why I kept up and kept playing golf. I give it to the olds, and especially the old ladies out there that are playing golf, because I felt like, man, I suck. I cannot. And then I would see them either playing or out at the range, and I'm like, what the hell? I was like, if they can do this, there's no reason why I can't figure it out.
Exactly.
A lot of sunburned olds out there on the driving range. Oh, and that's okay. I'll be one of those eventually.
They got the Hulk Hogan leather skin, because they've been out in Palm Springs and Florida and Arizona for years on end playing golf. But yeah, I mean, we golfed at the Classic. I mean, I see you all around. You're nomadic.
Still
with
bad.
With your golf game.
Yeah, I'm going to play. I actually have tee time set up. I'm going up to Alaska to do stand-up next month.
That's the course, stand-up?
No, I'm doing stand-up comedy while I'm up there.
That is what Jeremiah Coughlin does. He is
That's
a
my real job.
Comedian. Like I said at the beginning of the show, local funny man, Jeremiah Coughlin.
But I'm going to play. There's a course in Homer, Alaska that some guy just built a 9-hole course in his backyard. More or less. And then there's also a course called Moose Run that's built on the side of a mountain.
Googling.
In Alaska.
Okay.
I'm pretty excited for those.
Moose Run. Solid golf course name.
Yeah, that's a great Alaskan golf club, range.
There, I feel like golf courses use just a lot of like the generic words and titles, like
Goose,
the Cedars at River Crossing, something like that, you know?
Does sound fancy.
Yeah, it's always just like some sort of nature aspect intertwined with another nature aspect. The Lynx at River Road.
That also sounds like a neighborhood they just built in Tualatin. So.
Exactly, right, yeah.
Little rock sign out front. Yeah,
seriously, those names, you can interchange them. So a new neighborhood built by Renaissance Homes or a golf course.
We did get paired up. My buddy Justin and I got paired up at Eastmoreland with two folks that were in their 80s that were visiting from Florida, and that description you just put out of the Hulk Hogan skin and all of that was
the leather skin,
the
hot dog skin. Yeah.
And they were both better than me, that was for sure.
Baseball players, golfers,
84-year-old man,
that crushing neck. That neck is so similar. Like it's leathery and wrapped up, and I don't know, Jeremiah, you see some old coaches out there. It's just like that golf neck, right? Where it looks like red, but just tan, but always tan 12 months of the year because it's got sucked in all that sun.
Yeah, it looks like Mark McGwire's neck. Yeah, exactly.
Homer, Alaska. Who knew that they'd have a golf course?
Yeah, I don't think it's not like municipal or anything like that. It's just someone just made it in their yard.
Why have I felt like I've heard of Homer? Where is that in proportion in Alaska?
Homer, Alaska.
Oh, boy, that is up there.
Oh, is it near the north, which is Barrow, I believe? Barrow, Alaska is the most northern American town.
I mean, granted, I think when I look at Alaska, I'm like, everything that I see on there, I'm like, oh, man, that's up there. I mean, Alaska is pretty north, last time I checked.
It's the south part of Alaska. Like, Homer's down on the Gulf. It's not up by...
It's not near Russia?
No, not too much.
It's not in a Wales or Tin City, is what I see there.
There's a Wales, Alaska?
There is a Wales, Alaska, spelt like the country, yes. There's also a York, Alaska.
There's no creative names left.
I was going to say, I don't know what the golf's like in North Alaska.
Yeah, what's the air resistance like up there?
Probably pretty bad, right? I mean, it's cold and I don't know.
Well, it definitely doesn't look like the climate to be able to handle a golf course year-round up there either.
I mean, my dad just got back from a fishing trip, so I would assume now is probably the best time to go. You got, 22 hours of sunlight or something like
that? Yeah, exactly. We could do like 11 p.m. tea time.
Yep.
See, this goes back to my what I was asking before the show, because you said that you played 5 rounds of golf this week.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And it has led to a knee injury, and then coming into the studio has led into another knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
Walking in, he absolutely destroyed me on the bench just inside of the doors.
There's a bench just sticking out in the walkway. I walked straight the whole time. I was looking at Joe talking to him, and next thing I know, I'm just getting racked.
Well, that's what you get for making fun of my son. All right?
Yeah, I did. I took a shot at him.
Keep my boy's name out of your mouth, and that won't happen. yeah, definitely no golf in northern Alaska, it looks like.
Not up there, no.
No, on the Bering Land Bridge National Preserve. Don't see anything up there. Is that the Bering Sea? Is that what's up there?
That's it.
The Chuk Chi Sea as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, not a lot of golf. That reminds me of like when I believe the primetime guys were looking it up one day. It was around the time that we pulled the troops out of Afghanistan.
Mm.
They were like, what's the golf like in Afghanistan? And gosh, what's one of the bigger cities over there in Afghanistan? I'm trying to think of what's like the main city over there? Anybody? Bueller?
You got me.
Like, probably Kabul, I think, comes to mind. That's the only one that comes
to mind.
Kabul,
yeah. And they looked it up, and there is a Kabul golf course.
Oh.
And it's about...
I mean, there's 5 million people there. I hope somebody's playing golf.
Yeah, but...
A lot of rich people.
You know, when you think of a golf course in Afghanistan, I mean, probably your picture in your mind is exactly what it is. Like... It is just, like, dry. There are no greens.
Nobody's smiling at all.
It is, like, nothing. I mean, so you can play golf in Afghanistan, but,
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, Kabul golf course.
Mm-hmm.
You can, but you've got to follow a very certain specific set of rules.
Yeah, don't celebrate. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. there is actually a place over in Turkey that I want to go to that I never will, because I'm sure that you have to like drop a lot of dough, a lot of cash. It's a place called Belek, and it's on the coastline of Turkey on the Mediterranean Sea. And I don't know how many golf courses there are, but I think there's like something like over 200 like holes of golf along this coastline. It's just golf resort by next to a golf resort next to like there. It is the whole entire coastline. It seems like it is at 16 golf courses over there.
That's incredible.
Yes. Yes. It's I always keep trying to convince the friends that Black 2024, and then the next summer comes around, Black 2025. We making it happen. I don't know if Black is in our future. I think Bend is more so the closest thing we're getting to Black.
It's just called Turkey Run.
Turkey. Hey, that sounds like 15 other golf courses in this country. Turkey Run.
The best of Belek, yeah.
Pine Grove at Turkey Run. All right, we got some sports stuff to get into.
Yeah.
I think we should do that.
Sports.
I do have the Sports Sunday poll question up, brought to you by Croissants Escargot and a nice glass of Bordeaux. What Olympic sport could you participate in right now? Air rifle, speed walking, handball, or rhythmic dancing?
Ooh.
I think that the easiest of all those would probably be air rifle. I mean, yes. You just kind of have to have a steady hand and a good eye, right?
Yeah.
Did you see I think it was the team from Kazakhstan, like, just almost bullseyeing every single air rifle shot in their first round?
I think you definitely combined two countries into one.
Did I?
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan,
and Tajikistan.
There we go. So I'm going even worse than Joe this morning. He's making up Serbian insults. I'm making up countries and insulting everybody.
Tajikistan?
One of those.
I think it's Tajikistan.
I'm going to go with Kazakhstan. I'm going to go with Kazakhstan that was playing, I think, Germany, and it was like the first competition of Olympics on TV.
A game of air rifle?
Yes, yeah, and it was like 1:30 a.m. on Friday, and I caught, it was just like the gold medal round immediately, and Kazakhstan's team literally, it was like, I didn't know you could get that close to a bullseye with an air rifle, but they just kept doing it, and I'm like,
wow. They're locked in.
There is real skill involved here with this toy gun, all right.
Yeah, any kids that like to go to those airsoft like battle places,
right? Oh yeah,
and yeah, lock in on some air rifling so you can learn what you need to do. Those guns are very intricate too, or those air rifles rather. They are they're dialed on. Same with the archers. I don't know if you've seen like the bow and arrows that the archers use. They have all these like flanges and things poking out of them. It's like very yeah, I'm sure those things cost like $5,000 too. Let's get into some Olympic stuff though. Team USA is playing Serbia right now. The Mariners have made some moves. Your Mariners, Jeremiah.
Yes.
Your Mariners, Jordan.
Yes, damn right.
Unstoppable. Look what happens when you play the White Sox. Mm. Get into some of the moves that they've made. You are also a Seahawks fan. Did you go to Washington State?
I mean,
for
I didn't,
parties?
Yeah. I
saw the Washington State sticker on your car, so that's why I asked.
I'm a Sidewalk alum. I got a record, not a degree, from Washington State. Let's put it that way.
There we go. There we go. Yeah, can't go back to Pullman.
I'm still welcome.
Still welcome for some Cougar Gold.
Whitman County lockup.
So we'll talk about some Seattle Mariners, some Seattle Seahawks. I think it's appropriate to do our NFC West preview since we got a Seahawk fan. We did the NFC North last week because I had a Chicago Bear fan.
Oh, there you
go.
That
was in here. So let's do our NFC West preview and see where the show takes us. But let's talk about some Olympics opening ceremony. I also have a list of the most ridiculous Olympic sports ever, not just being played right now, but of all time.
Oh, yeah.
And boy, we could get away with some stuff back then.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. Let's get into it, though. Sports Sunday right here on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
That's right. It is Sports Sunday. As I was telling Jeremiah, he was tweeting out or posting on Instagram, pubbing the show. He's like, what's the show called? I'm like, oh, it's Sports Sunday. And I was like, we definitely workshopped that for
the most creative
for name. A long time. Yeah. Focus groups.
What day is it and what do we talk about?
Yeah. It was.
It's like naming a golf course.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it is the golf course thing. That is true. Unless there is something that is distinctly, local. Like my local course, Chehalem Glen, named after the Chehalem Mountains, which Chehalem is, I just heard someone the other day say what Chehalem meant, and now I'm forgetting it. It's something Native American, but damn it, I just heard it the other day. But for the most part, if you don't have any sort of geographical distinct feature or something like that, then yeah, there's some go-to words. Pines.
Yeah,
is usually willow. Someone there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, quail. You can throw some sort of bird in there of some sort, eagle, you know? Yeah.
I played Sun Willows last weekend.
Perfect. See, there you go.
Pasco, Washington.
Yeah, Sun Willows. I do have to ask, favorite golf course you have played yet in your short time getting into golf?
Yeah, I actually really like Charbonneau in Wilsonville.
The Olds community.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm a Wilsonvillian or Wilsonviller or however you would say that myself. And Charbonneau, that's my driving range. It's cheap and it's so easy. And I actually get my haircut right outside there too. So.
That's right. Look, one stop shop.
There you go. Get your oil changed.
It's like Tom Peterson's and Glorious too. Might as well get a free haircut out on the course.
Just about, baby. Let's go. Get that flat top look.
I know. Why not? Yeah, the Tom Peterson flat top look. Yeah.
That was my dad's old cut, and I tried it as a 7-year-old. Never again. Never again.
The flat top. I would die if anybody from the fan came in one day and just started rocking the flat top. I believe that's now called the Kim Jong-un haircut?
I mean, I think... How about Detlef Schrempf? Come on. Let's give a little love.
He did. I'm looking at Kim Jong-un right now. That is an aggressive flat top.
Yeah, I'd say that's more than... I think that is the Kim Jong-un. You're right. But there is a shorter flat top version that, white guys can try to
pull
off.
Can I get the flat top with the mid fade, please? Oh, the Kim Jong-un. Yeah, I can pull it off.
Have you ever played Summerfield? And Tigard.
Oh, yeah, I love Summerfield. I don't love how many houses there are, and they don't love that either, I'm sure, that my golf ball is coming around. I almost struck some old ladies having a nice little tea party on their porch one day. I felt terrible. But, you know, that's the life of living on a golf course. You may be, you know, doing some landscaping. You may have a projectile coming right at you the next second. It happens.
It does happen.
That's
a fun little nine hole.
Yeah, though. I love that course. And I didn't realize, because I started playing it, you know, a few years back when I was getting back into golf. It was close to me. Reasonably priced, mm-hmm. you know, you can, it's an executive course, so you can get it done in an hour and a half if you're by yourself. But I was at my last job and talking to these guys, and it was a guy and his father. The father worked at Dick's Sporting Goods in the golf section, but the son, he was like a golf pro, scratch, plays in Palm Springs, Bend, wherever the Bleck, wherever he wants to play.
Bleck.
Yeah. And I was asking him about, you know, some courses around town. I was like, what are some courses around here that you like or some good ones? And he said Summerfield is one of the nicer courses in the area.
Yeah.
And I was like, that really, like, I was taken back from that. I was like, really? Like, of all the courses up here, he's like, they keep that thing dialed in. And I think they won, like, the OGA groundskeeper award or like best course or, you know, best kept course or something by the OGA. So yeah, Summerfield is a hidden gem for sure. This area as far as golf courses go.
Yeah. Olympic twilight there.
Yeah. Olympic sports happening right now. We got the basketball going on. You know, the USA men's team has a 63-51 lead over Serbia with what does that clock mean again? It's 8 minutes and 25 seconds. All right, yes. You got that right that time.
You know, at least we have like the normal size key now, right? Like it's not like that crooked. You remember in the older Olympics there was like that international like
diagonal,
like almost trapezoid style key or whatever you want to call it. Yeah,
yeah. Oh my God, LeBron just assaulting a Serbian man out there and now complaining again. We are 15 or 25 minutes into the show, and LeBron has complained like twice after just absolutely left tackle shoving a player.
That was a forearm shiver.
Yeah, my God. And then Joel Embiid. Oh, my God.
See, okay, the play's already over.
This is a full-on battle going on.
Why is Joel Embiid grabbing the player after he saw LeBron push a dude over? That just makes no sense.
Are we sure we're not watching judo?
Yeah. What the hell? Takedown.
Yeah.
2 points.
How do we feel about that opening ceremony? I was entranced on the Olympics opening ceremony.
I didn't watch it. I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just read some reactions. And, I mean, I'm for it. I don't know. I don't care.
They brought them out on boats.
Oh, that was cool. My wife and I got captivated by it. We watched it, actually.
Most of the things I saw
pissing rain out there.
We're about like there's some sort of Last Supper recreation or something like that that was controversial.
Yeah, there was a stage on like a footbridge on one of I think it was just over the CN, and that stage essentially was like half the show, and it was like a picture to start of basically it was mimicking the Last Supper, but it was all like transgender or, you know, people like that are poly or pan or whatever. Think, yeah, in drag. And it was very, very controversial because of that.
Oh, is this why when I jumped on Twitter and went to the For You section, I was getting a bunch of the opening ceremony, satanic symbols.
Was. Yes.
That damn Gojira metal band out there performing.
There was actually somebody that was accidentally exposed during that whole...
Exposed?
Yeah, like they're...
Like hanging dong during
Not quite hanging dong, but hanging parsitables out of his shorts. And that was on the... I guess you could call it the international Olympic stage. Every single country got a taste of that.
Man, I wish I would have seen that.
They're really stepping their game up.
Wow.
So offending people with satanic rituals, apparently, and also with... balls.
Yes, very nice. A lot of balls in the Olympics, though. There's handball, which I didn't know was an Olympic sport now. I thought it was just a bunch of bros that like to play it in their free time. How close are we to getting pickleball in the Olympics? I say it's probably happening in the L.A. one. Yeah. I bet you they throw it in the L.A. Olympics.
I wouldn't be surprised.
If breaking can get in, pickleball can definitely get in.
I feel like breaking was like 30 years late. I mean,
you think?
Breakdancing was...
it's not cool anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I think they really missed the boat on that.
Do we have the Jabberwockies for the Team USA? Is there a team competition?
The Jabberwockies.
It's just turning into America's Got Talent.
Yes.
That's what the Olympics are now.
We're going to have, like, magic tricks in the next Olympics. I do have, like, a list of some sports that used to be in the Olympics. They used to have plunge for distance.
Distance plunging.
Yeah, they just see how far you can dive, like, into the water.
I mean, that seems like a pretty good barometer of how fit your country is.
1904 Olympics in St. Louis. I don't think we're going back to St. Louis for the Olympics anytime soon. Divers were judged by how far they floated without moving for 60 seconds. That doesn't sound like
plunging. That sounds stupid.
Yeah. Someone named William Paul Dickey. Of course, famous Olympiad, boasting a plunge of 62 feet and 6 inches.
Willie Dickey with the win, bringing home the gold medal and all the glory for the United States. Jesus.
And the crowd went berserk. We also had firefighting. 1900 Olympics.
Well, you know, there was a lot of
the damn fires. Portuguese won it, though. Damn it.
They have to carry, like, barrels of water?
I don't know. It's a fire was staged and competitors had to put it out. That's how it's describing to me in this Time article.
I think us three could have meddled in that. Seriously.
Just put out a fire. Portuguese volunteer firefighters won a gold medal. Oh, we couldn't even beat their volunteer firefighters in an amateur contest. And Kansas City firefighters won a gold medal in the professional contest. Okay. All right. Well, at least we won the professional gold medal. Running deer. This event debuted in 1908 at the London Olympics. Cardboard cutouts of deer moved across a distance of 75 feet in 4 seconds. And the competitors had either one or two chances to shoot it. Better than cardboard cutouts, though. We had live pigeon shooting back in the Olympics, back in the 1900 games.
Yes.
Live pigeons were set free in the air. Competitors had to kill as many as possible to win. Listen, I know we couldn't do it today in 2024, 2028, but I feel like we definitely need to bring back some live pigeon shooting. How about this? We have, like, the feral hog hunts that we do, right?
Sure.
That definitely should be an Olympic sport.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
They say how invasive they are. They reproduce quickly. You can buy those hog hunts, like in Texas. They can take you out on a helicopter with a machine gun, and you can just take them out. Why not make that an Olympic sport?
The bird thing. Have you seen the video from, I think it was in Korea, where the birds had all landed on the rim during the opening ceremonies, and then they lit the torch?
Oh, no.
And several of the birds didn't make it off of the torch.
Had some impromptu barbecue.
Yeah. That just came across my feed awful. Recently.
Did that really happen?
Yeah. Because
I was watching the ceremony, and I saw the Olympic torch, the ring, because I know what you're talking about. It was, like, connected to the blimp or whatever that they had, the hot air balloon.
Yeah.
So if there were birds on that, I mean, we basically did our own live pigeon shooting right there. Just burning a bunch of birds alive. Oh, is this from, the Seoul Olympics right here.
Yeah.
Grilled live pigeons when lighting the torch.
Oopsie.
They couldn't have just shoot them away when that happened. Or well, throw some breadcrumbs, like, in a different location.
They kind of thought they'd get the hint, and then they did not.
I'm watching this right now. You can find the video on Twitter if you just type up Olympic torch birds.
I mean, that is like a crow that, like, stops on the road to, like, eat, you know, a dead squirrel and just doesn't get out of the way of the car coming. That's,
Oh, my God. They are just engulfed.
Don't go look this up. It's
traumatizing. They changed the camera angle immediately.
Like, cut away. Cut away.
You know, they're flying away frantically. Oh, my God.
I think the discontinued Olympic sport that really did show the mettle of a country, tug of war.
Oh, God. Yeah.
How do we not have tug of war?
Yeah. I mean if you want to see a country's true strength and strategy, there is strategy in tug of war. You don't want to tucker yourself out too early. Yeah. Why don't we do tug of war anymore? That's disappointing. Yeah, there's another list here. 16 sports that, this is ones we actually do. I think these are just silly ones. Like
pancration?
Like dressage.
Have you heard of pancration?
That sounds like a metal band right there.
Pancration. Opening for Pantera this week at the Tacoma Dome. Pancration.
The pit was insane.
It was a combat sport. I guess it was basically like the UFC from 648 BC.
Back when the first Olympics happened.
The athletes used boxing and wrestling techniques. Kicking, holds, joint locks, chokes on the ground.
Oh gosh!
There you go.
Yeah, I'm gonna be going through these lists and seeing more of these weird events in Olympic Games history.
Hot air ballooning. I think that's a fun one.
What a battle! Like they're just bashing their hot air balloons in midair, trying to make the other one crash. That'd be fun to see.
Bumper balloons. Yeah. That sounds
1900 awful. Paris, France. Hot air ballooning.
They're pointing the flame at the other balloon, trying to light the other on fire.
Sosa says there was art. Where it was just people making...
just speed art?
I don't even think it was timed. It was just who made the best...
Copy this Picasso. Ready? Go. What?
Someone was like, oh, okay, what are we doing, guys?
Come on.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break because I want to talk about this Team USA because right now up 12 points against Serbia. 5 minutes left to go.
Hanging tough, Serbia.
Into the third quarter. Jokic... led, Nikola Jokic led Serbians. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about Team USA because they, at this point, kind of pissing me off. We're going to get to that next here on the Hot Corner. But first, Jordan Schultz.
Sports Sunday.
With the Sports Center update. Sports Sunday, definitely not the Hot Corner.
No, it's not. It'd be weird if it was
Tuesday. You see that on button there?
Oh, that's my bad. There you go. Okay. I'm trying to get it for him. Sorry, Jeremiah. I'm trying to assist you and I forgot.
It's okay. I was saying really problematic stuff. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good thing it wasn't on. This is Sports Sunday, not the Hot Corner. That goes to show that I need Patrick back so I remember what the hell's going on.
It's fine.
Yeah. Can't get the show name right. We can't pronounce baseball player's name right, which we do have that audio of the name pronunciation we can play maybe later in the show. So that way we know exactly how to say Randy Arozarena's name.
Arozarena. It was Arozarena.
I don't know. The YouTube video, it told me how to pronounce it a different way.
Had the Cuban pronunciation and the American pronunciation.
Arozarena. I think it's Arozarena. It's going to be something different every time, basically.
You know? I love that.
Randy A.
Randy, big Rand.
Big Randy A. Yeah, I said Team USA men's basketball kind of pissing me off.
Yeah, what are they? Tell us what's grinding your gears, Joe.
They play with their food. Like, yes, they're up by 15 against Serbia right now. Probably their biggest lead of the game. They let teams hang around too long. For God's sakes, they had to get past South Sudan, who just had a big upset against Puerto Rico the other day. Mm. In last week's show, I said that LeBron James has been playing professional basketball longer than South Sudan has been a country, and we're letting them hang around. True story.
Yeah.
True story. And then a close game against Germany. I want to say there was another close game, and Serbia is fighting to stay in this one. But I have yet to see that truly USA men's basketball dominant performance where they just smoke some team by like 40. And that's what I want to see.
Is it possibly that the international game has caught up? I mean, there's a lot of international people in the NBA now.
It's very possible. I want to say that...
is that a bygone era that of the dream team just crushing Lithuania by 50 points?
Yeah, they're like, hey, this dentist can play basketball. Let's have him on our team. I think one of the guys on the USA men's basketball... did bring that up during a practice or something like that the other day.
It's like, they're just better.
Where they said, like, how many NBA players are in the Olympics now outside of Team USA versus back in the day. And, yeah, it's a staggering difference from back in the 80s, 90s of who was playing NBA basketball outside of the U.S. and who isn't. And, again, even just professional basketball leagues internationally, too, right?
Sure.
Like, guys where it's like, oh, yeah, I just do this on the side, and then I kind of train for the Olympics. And
I
then
play
I'm
in
on...
Spain or whatever.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I mean, one of the cooler stories of this Olympics is our boy Rudy Fernandez is in the Olympics for Spain, and he's like 38 or something like that now. Oof. I think this would be his last Olympics, but seeing him in the qualifying tournament and now in the Olympics, I was like, that's pretty cool seeing Rudy Fernandez. It's been a while.
Yeah.
He used to tear this town up.
I wish it would have worked out for him in Portland. His rookie year was, man, that feeling was sensational. And then what, maybe halfway into his second season, still okay. And then for some reason, he thought he should start in the NBA, which really started the downward spiral for Rudy and the Portland Trailblazers. Like, dude, no, you're a great shooter off the bench. That's what you are here.
Yeah, I just want Team USA to really have that classic dominant performance in these Olympics. And, I mean, going into it, I was super excited about seeing these guys all play together. And then it's just as we've as they've started their Olympic journey, it's just like, man, this has bronze medal written all over it.
Like South Sudan gold upset, kind of what you're saying?
I would be cool with that. I think I would be sign up for that. I don't think South Sudan's going to win the gold, for God's sakes.
I mean, what's the betting line?
There'd be
on
a
that?
Disney movie in a year and a half if that happened.
Cool Runnings 2, South Sudan. I just want to see USA just mop the floor with everybody else. And I just don't think that's going to happen at this point.
Well, and is there something to be said for kind of an all-star team that's not a team? I mean, it's like the sum of its parts, right? Where we've got 10 guys that are the best basketball players in this country, but they don't play together. I mean, they had what, like 6 weeks to get ready for this?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
and that's
even less.
That can be part of it too, right? Because if these smaller countries, if their basketball team isn't doing anything but playing basketball together, no matter, you know, what level that is, maybe they're just better at playing together. Because that seems to happen a lot, where you get five all-stars on a team and then they're not that good at playing a team sport together.
Yeah, because they haven't been playing together. Yeah, I mean, we see it in the NBA, too, where, I mean, sometimes these super teams that they try to form don't work out because they're not used to playing together as a team.
Right, so. And you've got five guys that all want the ball when someone's got to pass.
Yeah, that's another good point. It's like all these guys, man, imagine just being a bench rider for Team USA. Like, that's an awkward position. It's like, I have not rode the bench since ever. Like, who is there? Who's the 12th man for Team USA? Is it like
Tyrese?
Tyrese Halliburton,
Drew Holiday, maybe. Unfortunately, like,
is Tyrese Halliburton just sitting there? Like, Derek White's getting run, and he's like, "Are you effing kidding me?" Like,
no, I think Tyrese has not played a minute, so I think he or Jason Tatum has not played either. So,
yeah, if I'm Tyrese Halliburton, I'm like, why did I do this? Like, I'm better than all these guys. I'm sure there's a lot of pride and ego. But then again, I don't know. Maybe Steve Kerr and Mark Few have got the boys locked in, playing for each other.
Free trip to France.
For country. Yeah, that too.
Oh, speaking of that, free trip to Tahiti for the surfers or anybody covering that?
Oh, yeah, French Polynesia, baby.
Yeah, it's the longest subsite at an Olympics ever that is being held from the main host city. And it is just, man, that surfing competition was beautiful watching that on Friday.
Well, I remember watching the Japan surfing, and it was the waves were not tubular, I think is what they say.
Oh.
In Japan. It did not look that thrilling. And so I was wondering, coming into this Olympics, I was like, where the hell in France are they going to have surfing?
Sure.
I was like,
French Polynesia.
I was like, where are the, and then, yeah, that's the workaround. I'm sure that the residents of French Polynesia, I'm like, you don't have to remind us that you own you us, know. Right? Like, thanks for the reminder, guys.
Showing the colonizers are showing back up.
What's up?
I know we've got.
Remember us?
Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's like, oh, God, I thought we got rid of you guys.
Just here for the waves, bro. Yeah.
I know we've got sick waves in L.A. Where the Olympics in 28
wave.
Are going to be. But what if we did the same thing and held them in, like, Guam? We have our surfing, you know, surfing in, like, American Samoa.
Well, I'm sure we might do it in, L.A.
That's what I was saying. Like, there's going to be sick waves in L.A., but just imagine, like, they could do the same thing.
Send them to Hawaii.
I'm kind of surprised they don't use, like, the machine. You know, like they have the wave creator now.
Like the surf machines, like at like that they have on like cruises.
Yeah, you know, well, not quite like that, but there's like
little Timmy on there learning how to surf for the first time. Eating it.
There is one. There's like large pools and then this thing runs along the back of it and it'll make like a big tubular wave.
Yeah, so you can just have a sustained wave that you're riding. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that would make it at least uniform, but...
Now, I'm with Jeremiah here. I think there's
I'm surprised they haven't done that.
Yeah, almost every other water sport, like I feel like boating or rowing, it's maybe in open water, but it's a controlled, like cordoned off body of water that's been set up just for this style of course. So.
Yeah, what if you don't get a good wave in Tahiti?
Exactly.
And then your Olympic dreams are dashed.
All right, we got a break, but I look up Olympic surfing on Twitter, and the first video I see of the German surfer, he was going to like plunge under a wave and just bare ass. His like swim trunks like got caught around his thighs, and he is just bare assed on his surfboard.
That's the butt.
There's a lot of incidental nudity these Olympics.
According
so
to
far.
The Vancouver Forward text line, unfortunately, no balls. It was a rip in the performer's tights. That is the text that we got. Just no balls.
So is AJ McCord? You guys remember AJ McCord?
Yeah.
Is she in Tahiti?
I hope so, for
her
sake.
I think she's covering the surfing at the Olympics.
I really hope she is. I hope she's over there. But,
lucky duck.
Team USA, they will not be in Tahiti. They are in Paris, France. And guess what? South Sudan, they could get their revenge on Wednesday. That's who Team USA has next after this game against Serbia today. They're in the group stage. Team USA up 84-65 in the fourth quarter.
20 points, is that going to be good enough for
no,
you?
No, I would need a 40-point just blowout here. All right,
you got 9 minutes.
Yeah, they better get it together. Figure
Put Halliburton
out.
In.
Yeah, exactly. Just let him go on a heater. USA versus South Sudan, that is on Wednesday. And then Team USA versus Puerto Rico on Saturday. So that is the three games of the group stage, and then they'll get into quarterfinals next week. All right, let's take a break. Let's talk about this. These Mariners trades, these Mariners acquisitions. Randy A, Yimi Garcia, Mariners unstoppable.
Speaking of France.
And this is Sports Sunday. Not the hot corner. Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan. Mariners unstoppable. That's what happens when you get two games against the White Sox, baby. You feel like you can accomplish anything. But what they did do was accomplish a couple trades. Mm-hmm. They go and get our boy, Randy A, from the Tampa Bay Rays.
A Rosarena. That's how I say it.
I think that's the correct way to say it, is a Rosarena.
I feel like, Jordan, we need to pull up that YouTube pronunciation video audio from Tuesday on the Hot Corner. Cause,
yeah, I'll get it up here. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, I feel like, you know.
And please don't pull what I just said as a drop.
Hey, you're the producer, bud. All right. You can go in that logger and pull it yourself.
Okay. I might pull two.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you got another one there.
Yeah, we do. All right. I have the pronunciation if you would like.
Yeah, all right. Let's get a little lesson here for our listeners of how to pronounce Randy A's name.
We are looking at how to pronounce the name of this Cuban professional baseball player for the Tampa Bay Rays of Major League Baseball.
Fitting announcer, Olympic.
How do you go about pronouncing his name? In Spanish, his name would be said as Arozarena. But in English, or in America, it is generally said as Randy Arozarena. Randy Arozarena.
Yeah, that's how
Arozarena.
I say it. Arozarena.
Arozarena. Rena, not Reina or Rena.
No, just Arozarena.
All right, well, Randy A.
I'm arena still, is in the word. I mean, just like you
said. Arozarena.
Oh, hold on.
An arena.
Let me. I know go. The Mariners have a list of pronunciations. Let me see if he's
he
added
still doesn't and, believe it.
No.
Did
it's
you
not
hear that,
that
beautiful voice saying that in our ears. I got slightly aroused listening to that
it's
guy.
It's not that I don't good. Believe it. It's that I want to hear what he himself has to say about it.
It's actually the new name for the Moda Center. They're calling it Arozarena.
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 That'd work. That'd go back to our Rose Garden roots.
There you go.
But Randy A and Yimi Garcia.
Yep.
Also the new acquisition for the Mariners. Listen, we're two games in, but, you know, I guess that from Tuesday, my whole feeling about the Mariners is like, yeah, you can make a move and bring in a bat, but, dude, you need to start having other people hit the ball. And, boy, have they start having other people hit the ball over the last couple of days. I
Polanco.
Mean, you had back-to-back home runs between Polanco and Cal Raleigh.
Back-to-back-to-back.
Was that 2 days ago?
Two days ago, yesterday? Yeah.
Friday was 2 days ago. Fridays was back-to-back-to-back. Saturday was
back-to-back. Yeah, and mm-hmm. Jorge Polanco, just, wow, how about him? He can hit the ball all of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
Two home runs in one of those games. So this is exactly what the Mariners need, is the other aspects of the team to start lifting the offense up. If Randy A can give you some offense and flip the switch back to his better years and forget how he was playing with Tampa this year, then you get a healthy Julio and J.P. Crawford back. Hopefully the tides start to turn for the Mariners.
Yeah, they left Ty France sitting at the curb when the bus left. They're like, sorry, buddy.
Strap a 20 to his collar and say, best of luck, bud.
Wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
I guess he's playing for the El Paso Chihuahuas. Is that correct?
Is that a real...
Yeah, in the Pacific Coast League.
Go Chihuahuas.
That's what it says under Man, current team how the mighty for have Ty fallen. France.
I used to play for the Seattle Mariners. Now I play for the El Paso Chihuahuas.
Last week, I was a Seattle Mariner.
Now I'm a Chihuahua. Unfortunate. And then Yimi Garcia in his game yesterday, two strikeouts in his appearance. He got the hold as well. The very important hold that everybody cares so much about. I mean, you got to hold it over for the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mariners, at least they're not standing pat. They went and got a big name, one of the bigger names on the trade market.
They
got
to do more. They could do more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they need to do more. They got to replace Ty France at first. I mean, what's
Tyler Locklear?
Yeah, that's not going to cut
it. Hitting a .180.
Not going to cut it. And I mean,
that's almost just as bad as Ty.
No, Ty actually wasn't the worst one on the team, but I think it was the year and a half leading up to this that the approach, and I think his final at bat, he just hit into a double play. It was very representative of his at bats were just not productive at all.
So you guys say that there needs to be at least one more move done.
Ryan Mountcastle for Emerson Hancock. That's the proposed trade.
Hey, that would involve my Orioles.
I'd take that. I want them to go all in for Vladdy Guerrero Jr., though. We've been hearing multiple reports now that they're trying to pry him out of the Blue Jays organization. Not sure that's going to happen. That would take one of their top prospects, maybe two, which, you know, Harry Ford, Colt Emerson, and then I would assume one of those two guys and like a Brian Wu or an Emerson Hancock, and then maybe one lower-level prospect as well. But they have to do... Shoot, they got their Jimmy Garcia is actually how you say his name. They got their reliever. They got one bat.
Is it really pronounced Jimmy?
Yeah, but no, it's Jimmy.
It's Y-I-M-I.
I heard Aaron Goldsmith yesterday on the Fox broadcast calling him Jimmy Garcia when he came in to hold that 3-run lead.
Well, that's unfortunate. Jimmy is a lot more fun.
I like Jimmy.
It is fun.
But yeah. I think Y is also said as a J in the Spanish language sometimes. I don't know. I'm just going off of what I heard.
Well, from the how we started the beginning of the segment, not knowing how to pronounce Randy A's name, I'm going to definitely divert to someone else as far as how to pronounce his name.
Shut up. You know what? You're going to hear it, and you're going to be like, you know what? Damn it, Schulte was right about that one.
You know, I might be down for that Mountcastle Emerson Hancock trade. The Orioles, they acquired Zach Eflin the other day from the Tampa Bay Rays.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Mountcastle, I love Mountcastle, but he just... I feel like he has kind of hit his peak as far as what he can be as a hitter.
Yeah, and he gets lost in the shuffle with Gunner and Adley and all that. So,
and then you can have Ryan O'Hearn step up and play first base. He's usually DHing for the Orioles, but he...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Sunday, definitely not the hot corner.
No, it's not. Be weird.
You see that on button there?
Oh, that's my bad. There you go. I'm trying to get it for him. Sorry, Jeremiah. I'm trying to assist you, and I forgot.
It's okay. I was saying really problematic stuff. It's okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good thing it wasn't on. Yeah, this is Sports Sunday, not the hot corner. That goes to show that I need Patrick back so I remember what the hell's going on.
It's fine.
Yeah. Can't get the show name right. We can't pronounce baseball player's name right, which we do have that audio of the name pronunciation we can play maybe later in the show. So that way we know exactly how to say Randy Arozarena's name.
Arozarena. It was Arozarena.
I don't know. The YouTube video, it told me how to pronounce it a different way.
Had the Cuban pronunciation and the American pronunciation.
Arozarena. I think it's Arozarena. It's going to be something different every time, basically.
You know? I love that.
Randy A.
Big Rand.
Big Randy A. Yeah, I said Team USA men's basketball kind of pissing me off.
Yeah, what are they? Tell us what's grinding your gears, Joe.
They play with their food. Like, yes, they're up by 15 against Serbia right now. Probably their biggest lead of the game. They let teams hang around too long. For God's sakes, they had to get past South Sudan, who just had a big upset against Puerto Rico the other day. In last week's show, I said that LeBron James has been playing professional basketball longer than South Sudan has been a country, and we're letting them hang around. True story.
Yeah.
True story. And then a close game against Germany. I want to say there was another close game, and Serbia is fighting to stay in this one. But I have yet to see that truly USA men's basketball dominant performance where they just smoke some team by like 40. And that's what I want to see.
Is it possibly that the international game has caught up? I mean, there's a lot of international people in the NBA now.
It's very possible. I want to say that...
is that a bygone era that of the dream team just crushing Lithuania yeah. by 50 points?
Yeah, they're like, hey, this dentist can play basketball. Let's have him on our team. I think one of the guys on the USA men's basketball did bring that up during a practice or something like that the other day.
It's like, they're just better.
Where they said, like, how many NBA players are in the Olympics now outside of Team USA versus back in the day. And, yeah, it's a staggering difference from back in the 80s, 90s of who was playing NBA basketball outside of the U.S. and who isn't. And, again, even just professional basketball leagues internationally, too, right?
Sure.
Like, guys where it's like, oh, yeah, I just do this on the side, and then I kind of train for the Olympics. And
I
then
play
I'm
in
on...
Spain or whatever.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I mean, one of the cooler stories of this Olympics is our boy Rudy Fernandez is in the Olympics for Spain, and he's like 38 or something like that now. Oof. I think this would be his last Olympics, but seeing him in the qualifying tournament and now in the Olympics. I was like, that's pretty cool seeing Rudy Fernandez. It's been a while.
Yeah.
He used to tear this town up.
I wish it would have worked out for him in Portland. His rookie year was, man, that feeling was sensational. And then what, maybe halfway into his second season, still okay. And then for some reason, he thought he should start in the NBA, which really started the downward spiral for Rudy and the Portland Trailblazers. Like, dude, no, you're a great shooter off the bench. That's what you are here.
Yeah, I just want Team USA to really have that classic dominant performance in these Olympics. And, I mean, going into it, I was super excited about seeing these guys all play together. And then it's just as we've as they've started their Olympic journey, it's just like, man, this has bronze medal written all over it.
Like South Sudan gold upset, kind of what you're saying?
I would be cool with that. I think I would be sign up for that. I don't think South Sudan's going to win the gold, for God's sake.
I mean, what's the betting line?
There'd be
on
a
that?
Disney movie in a year and a half if that happened.
Cool Runnings 2, South Sudan. I just want to see USA just mop the floor with everybody else. And I just don't think that's going to happen at this point.
Well, and is there something to be said for kind of an all-star team that's not a team? I mean, it's like the sum of its parts, right? Where we've got 10 guys that are the best basketball players in this country, but they're not, they don't play together. I mean, they had what, like 6 weeks to get ready for this,
yeah, something like that, yeah,
and it,
maybe,
and that's
even less.
That can be part of it too, right? Because if these smaller countries, if their basketball team isn't doing anything but playing basketball together, no matter, you know, what level that is, maybe they're just better at playing together. Because that seems to happen a lot, where you get five all-stars on a team, and then they're not that good at playing a team sport together.
Yeah, because they haven't been playing together. Yeah, I mean, we see it in the NBA, too, where, I mean, sometimes these super teams that they try to form don't work out because they're not used to playing together as a team.
Right, so. And you've got five guys that all want the ball when someone's got to pass.
Yeah, that's another good point. It's like all these guys, man, imagine just being a bench rider for Team USA. Like, that's an awkward position. It's like, I have not rode the bench since ever. Like, who is there? Who's the 12th man for Team USA? Is it like
Tyrese?
Tyrese Halliburton,
Drew Holiday, maybe. Unfortunately, like,
is Tyrese Halliburton just sitting there? Like, Derek White's getting run, and he's like, "Are you effing kidding me?" Like,
no, I think Tyrese has not played a minute, so I think he or Jason Tatum has not played either. So,
yeah, if I'm Tyrese Halliburton, I'm like, why did I do this? Like, I'm better than all these guys. I'm sure there's a lot of pride and ego. But then again, I don't know. Maybe Steve Kerr and Mark Few have got the boys locked in, playing for each other.
Free trip to France.
For country. Yeah, that too.
Oh, speaking of that, free trip to Tahiti for the surfers or anybody covering that?
Oh, yeah, French Polynesia, baby.
Yeah, it's the longest subsite at an Olympics ever that is being held from the main host city. And it is just, man, that surfing competition was beautiful watching that on Friday.
Well, I remember watching the Japan surfing, and it was the waves were not tubular, I think is what they say.
Oh.
In Japan. It did not look that thrilling. And so I was wondering, coming into this Olympics, I was like, where the hell in France are they going to have surfing?
Sure.
I was like,
French Polynesia.
I was like, where are the, and then, yeah, that's the workaround. I'm sure that the residents of French Polynesia, I'm like, you don't have to remind us that you own us, right? Like, thanks for the reminder, guys.
Showing the colonizers are showing back up.
What's up?
I know we've got.
Remember us?
Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's like, oh, God, I thought we got rid of you guys.
Just here for the waves, bro. Yeah.
I know we've got sick waves in L.A. Where the Olympics in 28
wave.
Are going to be. But what if we did the same thing and held them in, like, Guam? We have our surfing, surfing in, like, American Samoa or
something. I'm sure
like
we might
that.
Do it in, L.A.
That's what I was saying. Like, there's going to be sick waves in L.A., but just imagine, like, they could do the same thing.
Send them to Hawaii.
I'm kind of surprised they don't use, like, the machine. You know, like they have the wave creator now.
Like the surf machines that they have on cruises.
Yeah, well, not quite like that, but there's like
little Timmy on there learning how to surf for the first time. Eating it.
There is one. There's like large pools, and then this thing runs along the back of it, and it'll make like a big tubular wave.
Yeah, so you can just be have a sustained wave that you're riding. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that would make it at least uniform, but...
No, I'm with Jeremiah here. I think there's
I'm surprised they haven't done that.
Yeah, almost every other water sport, like I feel like boating or rowing, it's maybe in open water, but it's a controlled, like, cordoned off body of water that's been set up just for this style of course. So.
Yeah, what if you don't get a good wave in Tahiti?
Exactly.
And then... Your Olympic dreams are dashed.
All right, we got a break, but I look up Olympic surfing on Twitter, and the first video I see of the German surfer, he was going to like plunge under a wave and just bare ass. His like swim trunks like got caught around his thighs, and he is just bare assed on his surfboard.
That's a butt.
There's a lot of... incidental nudity these Olympics.
According
so
to the
far.
Vancouver Forward text line, unfortunately, no balls. It was a rip in the performer's tights. That is the text that we got, just no balls.
So is AJ McCord? You guys remember AJ McCord?
Yeah.
Is she in Tahiti?
I hope so, for
I think
her
she's
sake.
She's covering the surfing at the Olympics.
I really hope she is. I hope she's over there. But,
lucky duck.
Team USA, they will not be in Tahiti. They are in Paris, France. And guess what? South Sudan, they could get their revenge on Wednesday. That's who Team USA has next after this game against Serbia today. They're in the group stage. Team USA up 84-65 in the fourth quarter.
20 points, is that going to be good enough for
you? No, I would need a 40-point just blowout here. All right.
You got 9 minutes.
Yeah, they better get it together. Figure
it
out.
Put Halliburton in.
Yeah, exactly. Just let them go on a heater. USA versus South Sudan, that is on Wednesday. And then Team USA versus Puerto Rico on Saturday. So that is the three games of the group stage, and then they'll get into quarterfinals next week. All right, let's take a break. Let's talk about this. These Mariners trades, these Mariners acquisitions. Randy A, Yimi Garcia, Mariners unstoppable.
Speaking of France.
And this is Sports Sunday. Not the hot corner. Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan. Mariners unstoppable. That's what happens when you get two games against the White Sox, baby. You feel like you can accomplish anything. But what they did do was accomplish a couple trades. Mm-hmm. They go and get our boy, Randy A, from the Tampa Bay Rays.
A Rosarena. That's how I say it.
I think that's the correct way to say it, is a Rosarena.
I feel like, Jordan, we need to pull up that YouTube pronunciation video audio from Tuesday on the Hot Corner.
I'll get it up here. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, I feel like, you know.
And please don't pull what I just said as a drop.
Hey, you're the producer, bud. All right. You can go in that logger and pull it yourself.
Okay. I might pull two.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you got another one there.
Yeah, we do. All right. I have the pronunciation if you would like.
Yeah. All right. Let's get a little lesson here for our listeners of how to pronounce Randy A's name.
We are looking at how to pronounce the name of this Cuban professional baseball player for the Tampa Bay Rays of Major League Baseball.
Fitting announcer, Olympic.
How do you go about pronouncing his name? In Spanish, his name would be said as Arozarena. But in English, or in America, it is generally said as Randy Arozarena. Randy Arozarena.
Yeah, that's how
Arozarena.
I say it. Arozarena.
Arozarena. Rena, not Reina or Rena.
No, just Arozarena.
All right, well, Randy A.
I'm arena still, is in the word. I mean, just like you
a Rose Arena.
Well, hold on.
An arena.
Let me. I know the Mariners have a list of pronunciations. Let me see if he's
he
added
still doesn't in. Believe it.
No.
Did
it's
you
not
hear that,
that
beautiful voice saying that in our ears. I got slightly aroused listening to that
it's
guy.
It's not that I don't believe it. It's that I want to hear what he himself has to say about it.
It's actually the new name for the Moda Center. They're calling it a Rose Arena.
A Rosa Arena.
A Rose Arena.
That'd work. That'd go back to our Rose Garden roots.
There you go.
But Randy A and Yimi Garcia.
Yep.
Also the new acquisition for the Mariners. Listen, we're two games in, but, you know, I guess that from Tuesday, my whole feeling about the Mariners is like, yeah, you can make a move and bring in a bat, but, dude, you need to start having other people hit the ball. And boy, have they start having other people hit the ball over the last couple of days. I
Polanco.
Mean, you had back-to-back home runs between Polanco and Cal Raleigh.
Back-to-back-to-back.
Was that 2 days ago?
Two days ago, yesterday? Yeah.
Friday was 2 days ago. Fridays was back-to-back-to-back. Saturday was
back-to-back. Yeah, and mm-hmm. Jorge Polanco, just, wow, how about him? He can hit the ball all of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
Two home runs in one of those games. So this is exactly what the Mariners need, is the other aspects of the team to start lifting the offense up. If Randy A can give you some offense and flip the switch back to his better years and forget how he was playing with Tampa this year, then you get a healthy Julio and J.P. Crawford back. Hopefully the tides start to turn for the Mariners.
Yeah, they left Ty France sitting at the curb when the bus left. They're like, sorry, buddy.
Strap a 20 to his collar and say, best of luck, bud.
Wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
I guess he's playing for the El Paso Chihuahuas. Is that correct?
Is that a real...
Yeah, in the Pacific Coast League.
Go Chihuahuas.
That's what it says under Man, current team how the mighty for have Ty fallen. France.
I used to play for the Seattle Mariners. Now I play for the El Paso Chihuahuas.
Last week, I was a Seattle Mariner.
Now I'm a Chihuahua. Unfortunate. And then Yimi Garcia in his game yesterday, two strikeouts in his appearance. He got the hold as well. The very important hold that everybody cares so much about. I mean, you got to hold it over for the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mariners, at least they're not standing pat. They went and got a big name, one of the bigger names on the trade market.
They
got
to do more. They could do more.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to do more. They got to replace Ty France at first. I mean, what's
Tyler Locklear?
Yeah, that's not going to cut
it. Hitting a .180.
Not going to cut it. And I mean,
that's almost just as bad as Ty
France. No, Ty actually wasn't the worst one on the team, but I think it was the year and a half leading up to this that the approach, and I think his final at bat, he just hit into a double play. It was very representative of his at bats were just not productive at all.
So you guys say that there needs to be at least one more move done.
Ryan Mountcastle for Emerson Hancock. That's the proposed trade.
Hey, that'd involve my Orioles.
I'd take that. I want them to go all in for Vladdy Guerrero Jr., though. We've been hearing multiple reports now that they're trying to pry him out of the Blue Jays organization. Not sure that's going to happen. That would take one of their top prospects, maybe two, which, you know, Harry Ford, Colt Emerson, and then I would assume one of those two guys and like a Brian Wu or an Emerson Hancock, and then maybe one lower-level prospect as well. But they have to do... Shoot, they got their Jimmy Garcia is actually how you say his name. They got their reliever. They got one bat.
Is it really pronounced Jimmy?
Yeah, but no, it's Jimmy.
It's Y-I-M-I.
I heard Aaron Goldsmith yesterday on the Fox broadcast calling him Jimmy Garcia when he came in to hold that 3-run lead.
Well, that's unfortunate. Jimmy is a lot more fun.
I like Jimmy.
It is fun.
But yeah. I think Y is also said as a J in the Spanish language sometimes. I don't know. I'm just going off of what I heard.
Well, from the how we started the beginning of the segment, not knowing how to pronounce Randy A's name, I'm going to definitely divert to someone else as far as how to pronounce his name.
Shut up. You know what? You're going to hear it, and you're going to be like, you know what? Damn it, Schulte was right about that one.
You know, I might be down for that Mountcastle Emerson Hancock trade. The Orioles, they acquired Zach Eflin the other day from the Tampa Bay Rays.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Mountcastle, I love Mountcastle, but he just... I feel like he has kind of hit his peak as far as what he can be as a hitter.
Yeah, and he gets lost in the shuffle with Gunner and Adley and all that. So,
and then you can have Ryan O'Hearn step up and play first base. He's usually DHing for the Orioles, but he could be their first baseman going forward. He's a decent hitter as well. But Mountcastle, I think, would definitely give you a surge in your offense for sure at first base and give you a lot more than what Ty France was giving you. So,
well, and it's
one more move necessary, eh?
And it's a one-to-one trade. I mean, it's filling a need for both. Like, that's a problem right now with trying to get, like, Lewis Robert Jr. to the White Sox or from the White Sox. Anything we would have to give to them, they need 20 pieces to be a good team. Baltimore's already a good team. Same thing with Toronto right now. Yeah, it'd be great to get Vlad Jr., but we'd have to give him 5 pieces to get it.
Right.
So, you know, it's like a team that's competing. They have a need. We have a need. We could go one-to-one and just trade those two players, and probably there'll be more to it. But the White Sox are saying, oh, if somebody wants Robert Jr., we're going to need 10 guys for him. And I don't think that's a good idea because the Mariners do actually have – a decent farm system, and they've got prospects. And I'm glad we didn't give up too much for Arozarena.
I know we got to go to break, but I would be willing to give up everything. You got to give it all up. You got to make a run now. You've got 2 years with this young pitching staff that's controllable. They're not going to be expensive, which we all know the Mariners, at least right now, don't want to pay people. So bring in the rentals. Go for it when you can. I don't care about the future. I don't care about Harry Ford. I don't care about Colt Emerson. Let's just go. Let's win a freaking World Series, or at least try.
One name, a rumor that was getting floated around a little bit, along with the Diamondbacks perhaps being interested in Tanner Scott of the Miami Marlins. That actually would be a great acquisition. Help up relieve that bullpen for you guys.
Can we have Sewald back, please?
No, seriously, he'd probably be on the cheap, too. I'll take him.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Mariners, make at least one more move to make these Mariner fans happy. You got until Tuesday. Tuesday is when the trade deadline is. Tuesday, which is also the same day as the Hot Corner. Not this show. This show is Sports Sunday. You can catch the Hot Corner on Tuesday. Patrick Harris will be back, and we'll break down all the trades and get ready for the last about 50 games of this MLB season.
Serbia's coming back.
Oh, boy.
Only down by 17.
Damn it. We're not getting that 40-point win today. But we got hour number two coming up. It's time for an NFC West preview.
Yeah.
We got Jeremiah's Seahawks. We got the San Francisco 49ers looking to repeat as division champs.
Boo.
We got the Los Angeles Rams looking
Schultz's
to...
Los Angeles Rams? What the hell are you talking about?
You are a Rams fan.
I'm a diehard
about
Rams
that.
Fan.
Let's go.
I feel like they should be kind of like the Angels. They should be the Los Angeles Rams of
St. Louis. Under the arch next to Kansas City, something like that.
What a slap in the face, St. Louis. They just keep them part of the name. We're like, oh, God, we're not coming back. We're not playing in that city.
The Los Angeles Rams of El Segundo.
Yes, please.
And then the Arizona Cardinals with maybe a full season of Kyler Murray. We get to that next. Hour number two, Sports Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Mariners, unstoppable. That's what happens when you get two games against the White Sox, baby. You feel like you can accomplish anything. But what they did do was accomplish a couple trades. Mm-hmm. They go and get our boy, Randy A., from the Tampa Bay Rays.
A Rosarena. That's how I say it.
I think that's the correct way to say it, is a Rosarena.
I feel like, Jordan, we need to pull up that YouTube pronunciation video audio from Tuesday on the Hot Corner. Cause,
yeah, I'll get it up here. Hold on just a second.
Yeah, I feel like, you know.
And please don't pull what I just said as a drop.
Hey, you're the producer, bud. All right. You can go in that logger and pull it yourself.
Okay, I might pull two.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you got another one there.
Yeah, we do. All right, I have the pronunciation if you would like.
Yeah, all right, let's get a little lesson here for our listeners of how to pronounce Randy A's name.
We are looking at how to pronounce the name of this Cuban professional baseball player for the Tampa Bay Rays of Major League Baseball.
Fitting announcer, Olympics.
How do you go about pronouncing his name? In Spanish, his name would be said as Arozarena. But in English, or in America, it is generally said as Randy Arozarena. Randy Arozarena.
Yeah, that's how
Arozarena.
I say it. Arozarena.
Arozarena. Rena, not Rena or Rena.
No, just Arozarena.
All right, well, Randy A.
I'm arena still, is in the word. I mean, just like you said.
Arozarena.
Well, hold on.
An arena.
Let me. I know the Mariners have a list of pronunciations. Let me see if he's
he
added.
He still doesn't believe it.
No.
Did
it's
you
not
hear that,
that
beautiful voice saying that in our ears? I got slightly aroused listening to that
it's
guy.
It's not that I don't believe it. It's that I want to hear what he himself has to say about it.
It's actually the new name for the Moda Center. They're calling it Arozarena.
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 That'd work. That'd go back to our Rose Garden roots.
There you go.
But Randy A. and Yimi Garcia.
Yep.
Also the new acquisition for the Mariners. Listen, we're two games in, but, you know, I guess that from Tuesday, my whole feeling about the Mariners is like, yeah, you can make a move and bring in a bat, but, dude, you need to start having other people hit the ball. And, boy, have they start having other people hit the ball over the last couple of days. I
Polanco.
Mean, you had back-to-back home runs between Polanco and Cal Raleigh.
Back-to-back-to-back.
Was that 2 days ago?
Two days ago, yesterday? Yeah.
Friday was 2 days ago. Fridays was back-to-back-to-back. Saturday was
back-to-back. Yeah, and Jorge Polanco, just, wow, how about him? He can hit the ball all of a sudden.
All of a sudden.
Two home runs in one of those games. So this is exactly what the Mariners need, is the other aspects of the team to start lifting the offense up. If Randy A can give you some offense and flip the switch back to his better years and forget how he was playing with Tampa this year, then you get a healthy Julio and JP Crawford back. Hopefully the tides start to turn for the Mariners.
Yeah, they left Ty France sitting at the curb when the bus left. They're like, sorry, buddy.
Strap a 20 to his collar and say, best of luck, bud.
Wish him the best of luck.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
I guess he's playing for the El Paso Chihuahuas. Is that correct?
Is that a real...
Yeah, in the Pacific Coast League.
Go Chihuahuas.
That's what it says under
Man,
current team
how the mighty
for
have fallen.
Ty France.
I used to play for the Seattle Mariners. Now I play for the El Paso Chihuahuas.
Last week, I was a Seattle Mariner.
Now I'm a Chihuahua. Unfortunate. And then Yimi Garcia in his game yesterday, two strikeouts in his appearance. He got the hold as well. The very important hold that everybody cares so much about. I mean, you got to hold it over for the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mariners, at least they're not standing pat. They went and got a big name, one of the bigger names on the trade market.
They
got
to do more. They could do more.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to do more. They got to replace Ty France at first. I mean,
Tyler Locklear.
Yeah, that's not going to cut
hitting
it.
Hitting $180.
Not going to cut it. And, I mean,
that's almost just as bad as Ty
no,
France.
No, Ty actually wasn't the worst one on the team, but I think it was the year and a half leading up to this that the approach, and I think his final at-bat, he just hit into a double play. It was very representative of his at-bats were just not productive at all.
So you guys say that there needs to be at least one more move done.
Ryan Mountcastle for Emerson Hancock. That's the proposed trade.
Hey, that'd involve my Orioles.
I'd take that. I want them to go all in for Vladdy Guerrero Jr., though. We've been hearing multiple reports now that they're trying, at least trying, to pry him out of the Blue Jays organization. Not sure that's going to happen. That would take one of their top prospects, maybe two, which, you know, Harry Ford, Colt Emerson, and then I would assume one of those two guys and like a Brian Wu or an Emerson Hancock, and then maybe one lower-level prospect as well. But they have to do... Shoot, they got their Jimmy Garcia is actually how you say his name. They got their reliever. They got one bat.
Is it really pronounced Jimmy?
Yeah, but no, it's Jimmy.
It's Y-I-M-I.
I heard Aaron Goldsmith yesterday on the Fox broadcast calling him Jimmy Garcia when he came in to hold that 3-run lead.
Well, that's so unfortunate. Jimmy is a lot more fun.
I like Jimmy.
It is fun.
But yeah. I think Y is also said as a J in the Spanish language sometimes. I don't know. I'm just going off of what I heard.
Well, from the how we started the beginning of the segment, not knowing how to pronounce Randy A's name, I'm going to definitely divert to someone else as far as how to pronounce his
Shut
name.
Up. You know what? You're going to hear it, and you're going to be like, you know what? Damn it, Schulte was right about that one.
You know, I might be down for that Mount Castle Emerson Hancock trade. The Orioles, they acquired Zach Eflin the other day from the Tampa Bay Rays.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Mountcastle, I love Mountcastle, but he just... I feel like he has kind of hit his peak as far as what he can be as a hitter.
Yeah, and he gets lost in the shuffle with Gunner and Adley and all that. So,
and then you can have Ryan O'Hearn step up and play first base. He's usually DHing for the Orioles, but he could be their first baseman going forward. He's a decent hitter as well. But Mountcastle, I think, would definitely give you a surge in your offense for sure at first base and give you a lot more than what Ty France was giving you. So,
well, and
one more move necessary, eh?
And it's a one-to-one trade. I mean, it's filling a need for both. Like, that's a problem right now with trying to get, like, Lewis Robert Jr. to the White Sox or from the White Sox. Anything we would have to give to them, they need 20 pieces to be a good team. Baltimore's already a good team. Same thing with Toronto right now. Yeah, it'd be great to get Vlad Jr., but we'd have to give him 5 pieces to get it.
Right.
So, you know, it's like a team that's competing. They have a need. We have a need. We could go 1-to-1 and just trade those 2 players, and probably there'll be more to it. But the White Sox are saying, oh, if somebody wants Robert Jr., we're going to need 10 guys for him. And I don't think that's a good idea because the Mariners do actually have a decent farm system, and they've got prospects. And I'm glad we didn't give up too much for a Rosarena.
I know we got to go to break, but I would be willing to give up everything. You got to give it all up. You got to make a run now. You've got 2 years with this young pitching staff that's controllable. They're not going to be expensive, which we all know the Mariners, at least right now, don't want to pay people. So bring in the rentals. Go for it when you can. I don't care about the future. I don't care about Harry Ford. I don't care about Colt Emerson. Let's just go. Let's win a freaking World Series, or at least try.
Mm-hmm. One name, a rumor that was getting floated around a little bit, along with the Diamondbacks, perhaps being interested in Tanner Scott of the Miami Marlins. That actually would be a great acquisition. Help up relieve that bullpen for you guys.
Can we have Sewald back, please?
Yeah, no, seriously, he'd probably be on the cheap, too. I'll take him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Mariners, make at least one more move to make these Mariner fans happy. You got until Tuesday. Tuesday is when the trade deadline is. Tuesday, which is also the same day as the Hot Corner. Not this show. This show is Sports Sunday. You can catch the Hot Corner on Tuesday. Patrick Harris will be back, and we'll break down all the trades and get ready for the last about 50 games of this MLB season.
Serbia's coming back.
Oh, boy.
Only down by 17.
Damn it. We're not getting that 40-point win today. But we got hour number 2 coming up. It's time for an NFC West preview.
Yeah.
We got Jeremiah's Seahawks. We got the San Francisco 49ers looking to repeat as division champs.
Boo.
We got the Los Angeles Rams looking
Schultz's
to...
Los Angeles Rams? What the hell are you talking about?
You are a Rams
I'm
fan.
I'm a diehard
Rams about
fan.
That. Let's go.
I feel like they should be kind of like the Angels. They should be the Los Angeles Rams of
St. Louis. Under the arch next to Kansas City, something like that.
What a slap in the face, St. Louis. They just keep them part of the name. We're like, oh, God, we're not coming back. We're not playing in that city.
The Los Angeles Rams of El Segundo.
Yes, please.
And then the Arizona Cardinals with maybe a full season of Kyler Murray. We get to that next. Hour number 2, Sports Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game. game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.